Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. I had a great visit with Steve Forbes, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, the creator of the outstanding documentary, In Money We Trust. You can find that on PBS stations all over the country, can't you, Steve?
Yes, you can, and you can go right to it in moneywetrust.org and get it right there.
All right.
Button, and you're ready to watch.
It's free. Thank you, and thank you for that, Steve. We appreciate that very much. And there's more to come, right? You got more projects you're working on.
Yes, focusing on basic things like achievement. You know, one of the things, and you know this, Jim, you see it every day, is great things never happen in a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough when you have the roller coaster things in life. But that's how you get big things done. And the other things you would, people who do great things, it's always on the shoulders of others.
Mm-hmm.
People who have done before putting together, it's like a chef
Right. Putting
together ingredients. The chef doesn't create all those ingredients, but he knows how to put them together in a different way.
That's exactly right. And that statement has never been manifested more than it has here, right here in the United States. And one of the reasons is, Steve, they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing. One of the reasons is because of something that we were promised in the first marks that were put down in our Constitution, the First Amendment, our freedom of speech, the right of freedom of speech. And your grandfather founded Forbes magazine over 100 years ago. And he couldn't have done that without that fundamental right, the freedom of speech. And, Steve, I'm worried about what's going on right now. This hysteria that seems to be taking over our country and on a lot of levels, the First Amendment is being assaulted. I mean, you and I know about people who are in your industry, who are journalists, who are leaders, who simply just voiced a mild variation on the theme of that is now the orthodoxy of the hysterical, and those people have been fired. They've lost their jobs, or they've been assaulted online. What is going on, Steve?
Well, it is, and this gets to the profound wisdom of our founders, putting in the Bill of Rights, the 10 Amendments. And the First Amendment, as you were talking about, is absolutely under assault. What makes it so invidious, Jim, so dangerous, is it's not the government passing laws. It's shaming,
mm-hmm.
cultural revolution, like we saw with Mao in China,
yep.
where or in Eastern Europe under communism, where you utter a dangerous or utter an unconventional thought or one that's out of groupthink.
Mm-hmm.
By golly, you don't get an argument, you get assaulted, you get shamed, you can lose your job. And I think there's because of the extent of it. It first started in the universities, now it's out in society as a whole. I think it's beginning to generate a real reaction. People don't like the idea you have to look over your shoulder, make sure the wrong people aren't listening like you had in Eastern Europe, the secret police. And I think you're going to get a counter reaction to this because it just goes against the whole grain of this country.
Well,
civil liberties.
George Orwell, his 1984, his book 1984 book. He described the thought police. Generations ago.
That book 1984 so nailed it on the head, memory hole. Slavery, freedom is slavery, slavery is free. I mean, he nailed it. And cliches that he had in there that just turned the world upside down. So you have a situation today of Alice in Wonderland on steroids, where people say whatever we say is the truth, even if you see with your own eyes it isn't. And I think there's a smoldering resentment in this country. And it's there to be tapped. And we'll see. I think it's going to rise up. And,
It's even worse than what you just said.
Some of our leaders were more articulate on this.
You said, you know, if you, all the stuff about I'm entitled to my truths and you're not entitled to your truths, but they take it to the next level. They say, even if you disagree with me, even if you mildly disagree with me, we're going to attack you. We're gonna take something from you, and maybe your profession.
Right. And that's how the radical left, in effect, takes over the country.
How do we fix that, Steve? How do we turn that around?
By doing what we're doing now, bringing the issue up and starting to fight back. And one of the things, Jim, that is going to be a weapon in this is humor. This thing is so perverse, and one of the great enemies of this kind of thing is laughter. And some of the comedians are starting to react, saying, even if they're on the left themselves, they're saying this is BS.
Yeah.
And they're starting to hit back.
Well, one of the things that I think this movement is based in desperation, and the more desperate they are, the more hysterical they get, and the more they the more they do things that make them look dumb, like pulling down the Theodore Roosevelt statue. I mean, holy mackerel! Where does that come from? They're going to overplay their hand, folks. And
they are.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Steve Forbes. Don't forget his documentary in moneywetrust.org is where you can find it. It's free. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blessingham. We're going to talk to Steve about what is a post-pandemic world going to look like after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.